This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The conservative world is all a flutter because of the Mueller report. Welcome, everybody. My name is Dieter. I'm sitting in for Kevin Jackson.
Just kidding. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. The world is a flutter, the conservative world. The Democrats' world is crashing. Armageddon, the 2014 or whatever the movie where the world was going to end because the Mayans predicted it. That's what's happening with the Democrats. It's ugly over there. Oh, yeah, it is Hillary Clinton, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar ugly. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go too far? One too many? No, four too many. Okay, right, four too many. Yeah, ugly world over on the Democrat side. They wake up every morning going, what next? What is that guy going to do to us, man? What's he going to do? Is he going to put more money in our portfolios? What's going on with that man? Yeah, Donald Trump giving him the blues. And then we find out, uh-oh, his chances have improved for 2020. This is from The Hill. President Trump got a shot in the arm from his reelection campaign with the release of the Mueller report's core findings. Democrats had hoped the president would be badly wounded by Mueller. They were cheering that the president colluded with Russia. Think about that. Let's hope that our president really colluded with Russia and that Russia's been pulling the strings in America. Let's hope for that. But Mueller did not establish any such collusion took place after issuing more than 2,800 subpoenas during a 22-month investigation that involved 40 FBI agents. Some Trump critics are holding out that damaging information will yet come to light. Let's call them trombone players with pagers, okay? And either in the full Mueller report or through separate investigations. Good, go for it. But other Democrat strategists insist the party needs to rethink its angle of attack. Think about this. They're attacking him. They're not. Think about it. What are you attacking? They're attacking policies that work. It would be different. Like, for example, we attack Obamacare. We attack Obama's treatment of the Gitmo people, letting them go free. We attacked Obama for his tax policy where he was taxing the heck out of us and raising the budget deficit and not doing anything to curb spending, growing the size of government. We attacked him for policy issues and proved in the first 4 years, and he says I should be able to balance the budget, and he couldn't. We proved that he was wrong, and we were right to attack his policies. Donald Trump has proven to be right on trade. Right, trade and tariffs, which to me are the same thing, but he's been proven to be right on the economy, right on the tax policies, etc. And they're still planning a new angle of attack. Wow. Beating the Mueller drum, they write, is not going to work unless there is new information. Guess what, folks? There is no new information. Adam Schiff claims there is. Here's Fox News' Shannon Bream talking about it, and Jessica Tarloff makes a comment.
I want to play something from Adam Schiff, who is now Congressman, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat. Here's what he said back in 2017.
I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence. I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation.
Okay, the investigation is over. Democrats have praised Mueller on the front end. So, Jessica, now will they accept the findings when it comes to collusion?
I think once everyone sees the full report that the findings will be accepted there, but I have heard from a number of Democrats, and I support them in this, that people who did say that they have evidence of collusion should present it. We're obviously not privy to everything Adam Schiff has seen, though I imagine Bob Mueller was, and then some. But Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, et cetera, they should present that evidence to the American people. I want as much information out there as possible.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, We have Schiff saying, I have evidence. They're asking for the special counsel to present his evidence. I say this, America, demand Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler and all of them produce their evidence. These guys have been making, in my opinion, what would be a slanderous statements about the president. Produce your evidence. They're running around here. We want to see what Mueller better produce it. No, you have evidence. You've been bragging about it. You've been on TV talking about what you have against this man. Robert Mueller had, as she is a Tarloff, by the way, she's a Democrat strategist. So as what this Democrat strategist says is you've had access to everything, which we know this over the last 22 months. I've talked about this incessantly. The Democrats had Democrat people, pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, dyed-in-the-wool leftists on that team. And if you don't think they were getting fed information, you're crazy. So here they have all this information. Supposedly they got, oh, there's more coming. It's more salacious. And it was nothing. And all they were doing was charging up their base. As far as I'm concerned, those lies should be made to pay for. Now, here's the deal about Congress. They wrote out your ability to prosecute them when they lie to you. Yeah, the Congress said it back in their infinite wisdom a while back, listen, if we lie to the public, it's okay. Do you believe that? So here we are, you know, with all these guys talking about, so Donald Trump's chances, they say, have improved because of this. And the first thing I saw when I saw this report, Mueller's findings boost Trump's 2020 hopes, I was like, okay, great. It boosted him, but he didn't need this. Donald Trump didn't need the Mueller report to boost this. The Mueller report was going to be what it is, period. It could have dragged on another 2 years. Donald Trump's going to win in 2020 because this country finally has some sanity. And a friend of mine, he's in the military, an acquaintance, a young black man. I hope I can do more for his career. But he sent me a note, and he had written about it. It was a bit of a rehash, and I said, listen, rewrite this, because he essentially told how the left lost it, very creatively, too. It was a good article, but it was a rehash, and I told him, I said, you touched on something that was very interesting to me. You touched on Donald Trump talking about Russian collusion, which, of course, didn't happen, but him eventually winning, and then he made the comment, lock her up. Remember when people were like, lock her up? And I thought to myself, if the left want to look at any cautionary tale here, understand that Donald Trump saying, lock her up. Remember in the debate when he says, if it were up to me, I'd have you in prison or have you in jail. I think that is the most prophetic thing that if you want to go back at some point and look at what's going on with Donald Trump, he's predicting the outcome for Hillary Clinton. I know there are people out there who go, Kevin, you're still dreaming. I don't wish Hillary Clinton to go to prison, but I think she will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Enjoy your show. And I was listening to it. I think I caught too late after your show, but it's interesting. You're talking about AOC or Octavio Cortez talking about privilege of whatever, different privilege. But anyway, as you know, the best way to undo liberal logic is to ask questions. And I'd like to ask them questions with using their own questions. So if people are being born unprivileged, then I thought being born was a privilege because they like to kill people. They have the right to kill people, you know, kill babies. And so obviously it's a privilege to life, not right to life, according to them. Take care. Bye.
I love insightful callers. Thanks for that call. A privilege to life, not a right to life. Think about that. That's pretty intriguing. So if we're all born with privilege, we don't have a right to life. If we want to agree with the left and say you can kill a baby anytime you want, then your life is a privilege. Get over it. I like that. See, that's the type of thinking where when you're debating with a leftist, that you leave them no wiggle room. Well, there are people born with privilege. We all are. We all are. Your privilege you get is coming out of your mom's womb and somebody not taking a sledgehammer to your head on the table there. whatever they do. I don't know how they like to kill babies. Because as far as I'm concerned, leftists like to kill babies for sport. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever heard these abortion doctors talk about how that they do it. They suck the brains out and all that kind of stuff. Man, I couldn't even do it. You couldn't get me to do it. It's a job I'd be like, looking to pay. Pays $1 million an hour. No, not going to take it. I'm not sanctimonious. I just believe that every human being deserves a shot. And I get it. Don't misunderstand me, ladies that go, Kevin, is, you know, I understand you go, I don't want to carry a rapist child or the baby could kill me if it's born. Hey, look, I get it. There are circumstances. There are times to justify murder. I tell people all the time. If I say to you, well, there are cultures that will kill babies at the age of 3 years old. And I'm appalled. And then I say to you, well, there was a woman. She was hiding from the Nazis and she couldn't get her child to stop coughing or whatever, and she had her entire family hidden into the rafters of a home, and she smothered her baby. You might go, ooh, I get it. That's why I tell people, stop being so easy to jump to a conclusion. You know, how about you wait to understand the circumstances? Now, the circumstances of a child being born and you deciding at the very last minute, I'm going to kill it. I don't get it. The circumstances of you, you know, deciding, you know, getting pregnant through whatever means and not preventing it and then deciding you're going to kill the baby at any point. I don't quite understand it because it's a helpless being. And that's the way we all come to be. I'm not overly sanctimonious about it. I'm just telling you where my level of rationalization falls off. And, well, I can rationalize, but I'm saying I don't understand your thought process. And that's a debatable thing. It does, I'm not even being dogmatic about it. I'm just saying, surely you can understand why I put this out there. No, it's my body, man! Okay, well, it's a privilege then. So stop bothering me with about privilege. I don't want to hear it.
Well, Kevin, that child was not born in rich, or he was not born as good-looking as you, or as talented as you. Or,
well, hey, well, join the party. Get in that long line, okay? I'm just playing.
My producer's looking at me like, man.
Oh, Lord. Ooh, sometimes we have too much fun here. Adam Schiff, here's what he's trying to do. This is from Bloomberg. I want to tell you when you know you're getting misinformation. Donald Trump believes House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is trying to hire White House employees to gain an edge in his investigation of foreign attempts to influence the president. And here's the source. People familiar with the matter said. I'm not kidding. This is Bloomberg. Schiff has hired one former career official at the National Security Council, Abigail Grace, who left the White House last year, the people said. The people, again, who's the source? She has a congressional email address and is listed in the directory as working for the Intelligence Committee's Democratic majority. Now, I don't know whether this person, they call him a Trump holdover. This is probably Trump employee. This is probably an Obama holdover that Trump didn't get over. I don't know, but who knows? But this sourcing is just hysterical. A second career employee detailed to the Trump White House is also considering joining Schiff's staff, according to people familiar with the matter. They didn't identify the person. They didn't identify the person who's considering it, and we don't know who the people familiar with the matter are. And that is journalism at Bloomberg. God, I'm floored by this. I really am, because we don't have journalism anymore. What happened to it? Now, I don't need an answer. I know what happened. It died, and it's because we do nothing but create leftism in these colleges and universities, and we've got them on a conveyor belt of leftism. I had a kid, he was a millennial, at a meeting that I was at, and he says to me, "You guys don't know how to talk to millennials, you know." And he's telling us all the things that we said, and I said, you know, I said, let's give this guy an applause. He's, number one, he's here at a meeting where the average person is 60 years, 65 years old. This kid's in his mid-20s or so. And he's trying to explain to us how things work and, you know, how we need to do a better job. But at the same time, I said, you know what you millennials haven't had? You haven't had tough love. And because he says we're like fatherless kids. You know, we're just figuring things out for ourselves, and Republicans aren't explaining it. So Democrats come in and promise a bunch of stuff, and we go where we go. But, you know, all we got to do is go in and talk about tough love. You don't have to mince words with millennials. You go into them and say, you don't know jack. Here's your problem. You think you know everything, and you don't know anything. And I'll tell you what, I'll prove it. Give me your subject, and I will just ask you questions about it, and I'll spin you in so many circles you won't even know how to see straight when it's done. You will spin so fast you'll think I'm drilling you into the ground. And people started laughing, but it's a fact. They need tough love. They need somebody that's willing to stand up and go, that thought process is moronic, and let me explain why. I'll play daddy. I got no problem playing daddy. I've raised four sons. I think I'm pretty good at it, but let's go. So anyway, we learned a lot during that period. But back to Adam Schiff. So they want us to believe that Donald Trump is afraid that Adam Schiff's going to hire these investigators, and then more news is going to come out that we don't know from an investigation that has cost $25 million and gone on for the better part of 2 years, and we're going to find out more when he hires these insiders. Well, good luck with that, because we're not going to find anything more. And by the way, I don't even believe this article. I think this is one of these deals where the media says, oh, now there's more meat on the bones. Adam Schiff's going to do this. It's a test to see if are people going to accept it or reject it or whatever. I reject this. I think it's total BS. People familiar with the matter, and a second career person is supposed to be considering joining, but we don't know who that person is, said people familiar with the matter, then you're not very familiar with the matter. More on Adam Schiff when we get back, because he's in trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is satisfied with Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney's clarification regarding his comments about the president and Ukraine.
I think what Mick clarified in his statement was very clear. I watched in all those transcripts of what people have been saying inside the investigation, Volcker and others, there was no quid pro quo.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says he's glad e-cigarette maker Juul is suspending the sale of some of its flavored products.
These are addicting a whole generation of kids to nicotine, and that is a really serious health problem. So we're glad to see these coming off the market.
Azar speaking there on Fox News, Juul won't sell fruit and dessert-flavored vape products for its e-cigarettes, but will continue to sell its popular mint and menthol-flavored products. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is it any wonder that Donald Trump is optimistic, that the Trump camp is optimistic, that you, Happy New Year, by the way, conservatives, you conservative Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are optimistic? Holy cow, I don't know how you could be a conservative, a pragmatist, a Republican, whatever you want to call yourself these days, and not wake up every day and go, wow. Wow. By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, still haven't found her. Yeah, they say she's in private session. I want to see her. There's a thing they showed, Ruth Bader Ginsburg spotted such and such. It was from November. I'm telling you, I said this lady wouldn't get through Black History Month, and I started to doubt myself for a bit, but I think Ruthie may be gone. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I live for the day, folks. I live for this day when the Trump haters realize how much wasted energy they've spent. They've spent a lot of energy hating on Trump, hating on you. As I used to tell leftists, I don't just hate your guts. I hate your guts for I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we have a reason to be mad at them. I don't hate them. I don't hate them. In fact, I actually admire their tenacity for stupidity. I do. I look at it and go, you know what? They have convinced us to let them just do the craziest stuff. It would be like a parent in a really nice house that, you know, and they just go, hey, kids, have all your fun. Your buddies come over. You can drink illegally. You can have drugs. And you can wreck the house. And it's okay. We'll just come in and clean up after you every day or every weekend. I mean, that's essentially what we've let the left do. There's graffiti on the walls. I mean, your expensive rugs are all ruined. They've got, you know, dope stains from marijuana cigarettes and beer and liquor and throw up and all that other stuff. And you come in there all the time, every weekend, and go, hey, kids, how's it going? And you clean it up as best you can. You can't clean up the complete mess. And if you're really good about it, like we are, we just throw everything out and bring in a whole new set of new furniture. Why not just go ahead and ruin it all? That's how we roll as conservatives. And finally, we're waking up. We're fighting back. And like I said, I can only imagine being a De Niro or some other worthless weirdo leftist scumbag carrying around the baggage of supporting the leftist ideology. I can only imagine that. Because I will tell you this. I know when the fish are cut bait. And if I were a leftist, probably within a year, 2 years of Obama, I would have said, you know what? I think I made a mistake. Okay, maybe you went to 2012. Okay, at what point do you go, you know what, this is weird. By 2016, when you realize that you've lost 1,080 seats, not because of people hating Obama because he's black, because Obama was a feckless, worthless, the worst president in the history of this country. Click, click, does the light come on? I'm just curious, leftists, brain dead morons, when does the light come on? Because, you know, in the real world, I'll give you an example. When you go to the grocery store and you take your credit card and you put it in there and it goes, ooh, you can't get anything, then a light tends to come on like, holy crap, I don't have any money. Well, guess what? There's been multiple times where your credit card didn't cash and you were like, whoa, and you stuck with it. Most recently, Jussie Smollett.
No.
Is he going to go there? Is Kevin? I mean, look, for those, just for the record, I'm not getting any bad mail from you guys going, Kevin, you're talking too much about Smollett, because I think you get the point. But I'm going to use him as a punchline for a lot of jokes, okay? I ain't going to lie. Anyway, these leftists are wasting their energy carrying around the baggage of just all this stuff that they believe to be right. We can't build a wall. It's racist. It's what the Nazis did. No. I mean, you know, they don't get it. Then they're greeted with the daily exploits of President Trump, who proves routinely that Obama was a feckless coward who never should have been president. As I said earlier, worst president in the history of the Republic. What a weight to have to carry around and defend. And as I told you guys, the psychology of being wrong. These leftists hate it. You know what? They hate you being right more than they hate being wrong. And I'm telling you, that's a tough thing to do. They hate it because you get to go, yeah, who was right? Was I right? What'd you say? Justice Smollett. They keep retreading the tires, folks. The tires that should have been replaced a long time ago, because their foundation's been shaken so badly, it would force them to reevaluate the entirety of their being, so they can't do it. And they just keep retreading the tires. Just keep retreading it. Trump's taxes, man! We need his taxes! Let me tell you, I'm going to save you leftists some embarrassment, Rachel Maddow, okay? The man is cleaner on his taxes than he is on Russian collusion. Yet these butt clowns continue to want those taxes. It was embarrassing enough for your number one rated TV, cable TV news show, Rachel Maddow, that host. It was embarrassing for her. She spent an hour going, well, so we've got Trump's taxes. And, yep, right here. Got them. And, you know, it didn't show quite what we wanted. Well, let's talk about taxes and the fact that, you know, that we've got a rich history of taxing in America. America is known for its taxation. I mean, the vamping on that show was hysterical. I swear, go back and watch it. It's worth it. It's Gladiator for me. I watch Gladiator every time it comes on, no matter when it is. It could be at the very end, the beginning. Doesn't matter. I watch it. Rachel Maddow is that show where she did Trump's taxes is the gladiator of politics, of political shows. Anyway, Trump's taxes. Then they said, he's a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Yeah, Joy Reid. Do we have time to play that clip?
And I mean, you had Steve Bannon hired by Donald Trump both to run his campaign and brought into the White House, who said he was making Breitbart the home of the alt-right.
Exactly.
Alt-right is a term Richard Spencer, big fan of Trump, invented because it means white nationalism. So you have these kind of the sense of access. Go ahead.
And Richard Spencer had a friend when he was at Duke University as a grad student. His name, Stephen Miller. And we see where that comes out of. See what we get out of that.
I love this clip. So they want to make Donald Trump the home of white nationalism. Folks, this was like a day ago, 2 days ago, okay? And Joy Reid wants to make Donald Trump the king of white nationalism. So, well, Steve Bannon, I mean, he said he was going to make Breitbart the home of the alt-right. Okay, what's that got to do with Trump? Nothing? Okay. Then he goes, and well, Richard Spencer invented the term alt-right that Steve Bannon took. And, well, he invented the term. And then the other black dude comes in. This isn't the guy. There's more to this clip, by the way. Then the next guy comes in and goes, well, and guess who was Stephen Miller? Guess who he went to cool school with? Stephen Miller. It's like dudes going, yeah, man, so one time, you know, there was a crime committed at the grocery store, and the dude that walked in there, well, his cousin was Pookie them, and then Pookie knew this girl back in the day who used to, you know, rob grocery stores, who had a boyfriend, was in prison for what? Robbing grocery stores. You're going, okay, I'm trying to follow the logic here. But here's the rest of the clip, because this is from a guy named, he used to work for the CIA. This dude is deranged. Here's the rest.
And so go ahead, Malcolm, because the question then is, Donald Trump constantly kind of attacks federal law enforcement anyway, so they're not exactly getting support from the top. And now you have this sense that these people, even if Donald Trump doesn't mean it to sound that way, they feel they have access. They feel they are now insiders. What on earth is law enforcement to do?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good point. And that's what I wanted to talk about with regards to Donald Trump's tape. You know, when he made those remarks, that's not dog whistle. Okay, that is a siren to these people. And what he says is, I wouldn't kill the media, dot, dot, dot. And he's leaving it up to you, the foot soldier, to go out and act as an independent actor and carry out his fantasy that's going on in his head.
Delusional. That is what the left are. They are delusional. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Malcolm something. He's a former CIA guy, military guy, black dude. And he's talking about, they're talking about Trump attacking law enforcement. There's no more pro-law enforcement president than Donald Trump. Now, is he attacking the FBI? Absolutely, and rightfully so. And Joy Reid says, all these insiders are members of the alt-right, and asks the question, what is law enforcement to do now that Trump is putting these people on the inside? And the remarks that they're talking about, I didn't hear whatever remarks that they are, but you know, I can't even speculate, to be honest with you, because it's just too weird. But he says Trump has some sort of a fantasy. The fantasy is what's going on with these people. They are deranged beyond belief. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there for now because we're out of time, but we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
While we're talking about bold ideas, I think it's a bold idea to enforce our laws and protect our Constitution.
Can you imagine Hillary Clinton saying, to protect our laws and enforce the Constitution? It's a bold act. It really is. In the time of Obama, it wasn't done. It required boldness. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to play the rest of that clip because Hillary Clinton goes on to say Donald Trump is afraid of her. That's right. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's afraid of Hillary. I mean, why shouldn't he be? He's only the leader of the free world. He's only effectively shut down the Clinton Foundation. Clintons are under all kinds of federal scrutiny. They don't get a fraction of the money they used to get when they were doing speaking engagements. And I could go on. Do you really believe Donald Trump fears Hillary Clinton? You want to know? Come on now. I'm about to go into class mode. What does it mean? What does it mean? Producers, what does it mean when Clinton says Donald Trump fears? What'd she say? He's running scared. What do you think it means? You've been doing this show long enough with me. You better be exactly right. You know what my producer said? It means Hillary Clinton is running scared. Of course that's what it means. 844-551-8255. Here's the entire clip of Hillary Clinton talking smack about Donald Trump.
It is a false choice. We have to remind Americans we are the party that can deliver for them. But we also are the party that will stand up and protect the Constitution and address what is a very real constitutional crisis that this president has put us in. And that by ensuring the strength of our democracy, we will get back to delivering for the American people what we deserve to have in the 21st century. Just look at what's happened in the last 24 hours. The president and his cronies have been running around spreading a doctored video of Nancy Pelosi. Now, it is sexist trash. But it is also a sign that Trump is running scared.
You guys buy that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Pelosi, she chimed in. She was, by the way, that video that sounded kind of off because it was. It was somebody in the audience filming it, and there were, you know, people coughing and stuff around. And that was not us. We didn't cut that video. We're not exactly the best at that stuff, but we didn't do that. Anyway, Pelosi went on to say something about Donald Trump. So here's her clip.
Is just crying out for impeachment. That's why yesterday, because he was hoping, because he was somehow or other, you all have a story that isn't real. I mean, you want to believe that there's all this unease in our caucus. That simply isn't the truth. We have respect for the diversity of opinion in our caucus. And I say to the caucus, our diversity is our strength. Our unity is our power. And we have unity in our caucus. And so when he saw that... See, he's saying, oh, you called that meeting at 9 o'clock? No, we have the meeting, Mr. President. It's not about you, but it is about whatever is current at that time. And so,
so that was what Hillary Clinton, they doctored the video of Nancy Pelosi, because Pelosi's got medical issues. It's like saying Nadler, I don't know if you guys saw the video. We talked about it earlier, but he's just like, ooh, he got all loopy. He did. And I'm not laughing at anybody's. As bad as these people are, I don't wish him any ill will. I don't wish him any bad karma or whatever. I always say, I hope you get what you deserve. Now, that's not for me to decide, and I don't mean it maliciously. Because, you know, there are people that, as we say in the vernacular, doing dirty. That it may not be considered dirty to them. So I just say, I hope you get what you deserve. And you know, leave it at that. But anyway, so Hillary Clinton is trying to make I want you to understand that Hillary Clinton believes that she can get a sympathetic audience by protecting Pelosi. Probably one of the lowest rated people on the planet. And she thinks she can get a sympathetic ear. And she's using the woman to ear. He's a... What does she call him? I forget the words she used, but it's something like he hates women, whatever. I swear, I get a chuckle that these people don't seem to learn what works and what doesn't for them. Man. And what else? There's another clip I want to play about this stuff. And Yeah, so let's do Biden. No, Susan Rice. It was Susan Rice. Because she got asked about to comment on the investigation. And here's what she said.
I wanted to just ask you about DOJ investigating the origins of the Russia probe. Do you think they'll find anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration?
I have no idea what DOJ is doing. Thanks.
Do you have any comment on them exploring the origins of the Russia probe, investigating the investigators? Do you think it's a worthy cause to do that?
I'm not commenting. Thank you.
I don't blame Susan Rice for not commenting. Because she's going to be in the midst of this. There's going to be a lot of names in this that it's not going to go well, folks. It's not going to go well. But I want to move on. Because I want to talk about one of the biggest scoundrels. Probably one of the people that's firmly in the epicenter of this entire thing. And it's Brennan. John Brennan. This came from the Gateway Pundit. John Brennan joined Chris Hayes on MSNBC, continued to lash out at President Trump, calling his move, quote, outrageous and unprecedented. He's talking about Donald Trump declassifying the Russian probe. Now, I keep coming back to the very notion of Democrats, and I don't have a montage, but there's one that exists, and it was, we got to get to the bottom of this. We don't care where it leads, no matter where the roads are, we've got to make sure that we, and people need to understand, you know, and they're going on and on and on. So, what are we supposed to expect? I mean, I, as a citizen, I'm going, look, I don't care where it leads, I can't imagine the level of classified information that we supposedly are getting from the Russians this day and time. We know that there are plenty of Russians ready to sell out the Russians. Look, I don't want anybody to get hurt or killed on their side, but don't act like we don't know. So here's the notion is that Donald Trump doing this could get people killed because then they'll learn that we've got spies inside of the Russian government. Really? I think since the 1960s, the Russians have known we've got spies inside of their government. I think they've known. Don't act like they don't know. Don't act like the Chinese don't know we have spies inside of their government. We don't know whether they're counterintelligence, whether they're, you know, pretending to be spies for them or us, and vice versa. We don't know. But here's what I can also tell you. There are Russian spies inside of our government, Chinese spies, German, French, all of them. And we probably have some investigation, some type of spy ring going on in all of theirs. And you know what we do? We play along as if we don't know, and we all get along, and we even do things where we want them to find certain things. But the idea of declassifying this is not outrageous, and it's not unprecedented. And I'm sure the Attorney General knows what information to leave out and how he can say, yeah, this is who set this whole ball in motion. John Brennan met with so-and-so and asked him to do it, and the rest is history. But here's what Brennan went on to say that got himself into trouble. He says, my former colleagues in the intelligence community are looking upon this with great concern and worry. Then on Friday, it was leaked to the New York Times that Brennan's Russian source, who determined that, quote, Putin personally ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential elections to undermine Hillary Clinton in favor of Trump, would be outed if Barr released information on the Obama administration spying on the opposition party. So he's worried about this person getting outed. Let me tell you something. This person doesn't exist. I don't care what they tell you. The Russians don't have an operation that's going through Brennan. And I know he's CIA director. If it was anything, it was misinformation. They have nothing like what he's describing. What Brennan is trying to do is play CYA, cover your buttocks, and he's trying to imply that somebody could lose their life over this. The only person losing their life over this, and maybe not their life, but losing certainly their freedom, is John Brennan. I want you to understand, and I predicted this. I told you the Democrats are going to scurry like scalded dogs, are going to scurry like rats, and you're watching it happen. And fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's only going to get better and more fun for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.